We're the Satellite Sisters. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California. I'm here with my sister Julie Dolan in Dallas, Texas. And this is our weekly recap of the CBS drama, Madam Secretary. And Julie, I loved this Madam Secretary because it was basically the world's worst college tour. And that's something we can both relate to, right?
Yes, Leanne. It was just a fun episode all the way around. I liked it because the kids were involved in it. We had their staff. Blake was very instrumental in this episode. Yes, we did have an international incident we had to deal with, but a lot of it had to do with the family and the drama of going on a college tour with your parents.
And there were just some flat out funny lines in the show too, which I like that when they can work a little humor into the show, because, you know, it seems like Bess and Henry and the whole family, they're pretty funny. So when they can work some funny lines in, actual funny lines, I enjoy that in the script. But you had to ask yourself the question, what's worse, hunting down the world's most wanted man or going on a college tour with your mom, the Secretary of State, right? It's just, holy cow. It did remind me last year, remember when we saw news reports of a poor Malia Obama having to go on that college tour last spring? I mean, it is a rite of passage. Right now, there are thousands of students all over the country on spring breaks, fanning out, going on college tours with their parents. It's an excruciating ordeal for both the student and the parent. And last year, Malia had to do it. And I can remember thinking to myself, oh, that must have been just terrible. Like, it just must be terrible for her. It's so not normal.
Right,
you know?
Because you have to go with the security, right, the motorcade. You know, you cannot just, you know, go onto the campus and look at it for yourself as an individual. And I think that's all the daughter Allison wanted to do, was just have a quiet look at some nice liberal arts colleges. No such luck.
No such luck. All right. So let's take the lesser stories first before we get to the epic road trip / college tour. Okay. So while Madam Secretary and the fam are off on this college tour, we have Henry now, who's working in the West Wing.
He's working in a closet, Leon. I think that's important to say that this high tech terror tracking team is operating out of a very, very small room with very low tech in the White House.
Yeah, some of those computers appear to have been left over from like the first Bush administration, right? At one point, we see the team who's hunting down the world's most wanted terrorists, like holding two photographs. Like, who holds photographs anymore? Who prints photos? All right. So Henry is on this team with Jane and the former Navy SEAL who he has issues with. They lost their fourth member, Mimi, last episode. So, you know, there's tension among the group. They've already lost one of their members and they're falling behind. And all they have are photographs and you know, Bush era computer systems. So but they get a lead, shockingly, in the first five minutes of the show. They get a lead on terrorist Gibral Desai's, you know, almost fourth wife, right? They're going after his fiance, basically, whose name is Sha 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 Sha. We can't say her name. La 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 la. So, and they decide to get to her through one of her former teachers. Now, we'll just wrap this storyline pretty quick because they don't make a lot of headway, but they do get an in to this this wife, la 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 la, through her former teacher. And Julie, I was surprised that they sent Henry in, like, to sort of soft sell her, and then he completely threatens her, right? I mean,
that's right. Well, you know, he has the double training. I mean, he is the philosophy professor, you know, religion professor, but he also, you know, he's a Marine, Leon. So if one doesn't work, he's going to use the other side of him. So
yeah, he tries to say, oh, don't you miss teaching? You've moved to this country, you've moved out of here, and you used to teach these students, and don't you miss teaching? And now you're doing, you know, this menial job. And then the next thing you know, he's threatening her. And so no surprise, she agrees to try to contact her former student, this la 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 la, the, you know, world's most wanted terrorist potential wife. And she does so, and the la 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 sends back a message that is coded.
Yes.
And it's meant to be a quote from the Quran. She sets it up like it's a quote from the Quran, but it is not. And I was surprised that our girl Jane schooled Henry thanks to some comparative literature class she took at Yale or the Naval Academy or wherever she went, right? Henry yes, was Linda. Like, couldn't place the quote. He knew it wasn't from the Quran. And Jane's like, oh, yeah, that's from 1001 Nights. How do they know stuff like that, Julie? How do they know stuff like that?
Liam, that was written. That's the writers. One of those writers on this show apparently did, you know, a term paper on 1001 Nights. And so he or she wanted to interject that little tidbit into the storyline. But it was good, Liam. It was a good little twist, and that nothing is as it seems, and they're really struggling to get a handle and to develop intelligence. So that's not that far from reality.
So now we're getting quotes from the, you know, the potential wife. It looks like she can be turned. So Henry and his special task force have a little bit of a win this episode. They're moving forward with their plan. Now I have to say, Julie, on the Satellite Sisters Facebook page, we had some discussion about viewers and Madam Secretary not happy that Henry is getting a bigger role. They actually liked it when Henry was just a religion teacher at home taking the kids to school. They're like, can't the show be about Madam Secretary? And, you know, I can understand why the writers need to do it, because it gives them a procedural, like they're trying to figure out a multi-episode mystery that can be played out. So they need it for story. I understand that. But I also understand people are like, can't we just see more of Madam Secretary? Why do we need to follow Henry at all? So just a note.
It is an interesting question, which we don't have the answer to.
All right. So on the geopolitical front, there is a dispute between an American mining company and the Chilean government, which sparks protests at a mine in Chile. And you might be wondering, as Madam Secretary was, as she was getting ready to set off on her daughter's college tour, why does the State Department have to get involved with this? And it was because there's a relationship between a senator who's very important to President Dalton's reelection campaign. Bing, 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 red flag. And this American mining company.
It's always about politics, Lynn. And I thought that was actually a good storyline, that this seemingly sort of, you know, like inconsequential incident that happened, you know, in Chile, how that should impact geopolitical relations. But it's always about politics.
And the protests get real and get important for Madam Secretary when this super attractive protester, who the writers called like the James Franco of the indigenous Chilean people, a very, very funny line, decides that he doesn't want the mountain mined. This mountain is important to his people. So he's going to scale the mountain, and he's going to do it, you know, online on social media so people can follow along. So all of a sudden, what is kind of this internal Chilean tuffle involves the president, a senator, the State Department, and millions of people watching the action unfold. So that's the backdrop for the awesome road trip / college tour. Okay. So everyone piles in the car. And by everyone, I mean Madam Secretary, Allison, Stevie, orange.
I don't know why Stevie is on the trip, but I'm glad she was there. I'm glad to see her involved. She doesn't have a direct role in picking out the college, but she was there. So
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because
there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience.
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already Framebridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, rate or gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
like... But you aren't like, going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo. Yes. You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria algae body oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria collagen body oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
Yeah, the orange sweater made it and that dramatic blue and black wrap thing that she was wearing. They all pile into the back of the SUV and then Blake is coming with them. How great is that?
I would have loved to have had Blake on my college tour or to bring Blake with me when my sons and I tour, because maybe then I wouldn't have been screaming at my sons driving around Boston like, where am I supposed to turn left? We're still traumatized from our road trip to the city of Boston college tour. This was before Google. Okay. Yeah. So I have to say that where you had to use a road map, paper road map to find your way around Boston. That was impossible.
I know. Blake is the consummate concierge. They're going off to fictitious Rafferty College, I don't know. There must be some inside the writer's room joke there why they named it Rafferty. And where there's clearly like a week of events planned. It's not just the basic college tour. They're going to be spending 48 hours at Rafferty doing all kinds of things. And all Allison wants is what all children want when they go on their college tour. They want their parents to shut up, right? Is it
that they want to just disavow any knowledge of them? They want them to zip it. They do not want them to ask questions. They don't want them to walk with you on the college tours. Just, you know, stay 20 paces back, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is true. Even kids who like you don't want you to say anything on the college tour. And as a parent who has just been through this, I have a high school senior, it is so hard to shut up because the kids are not asking any questions.
No.
Except the question, when we were on our college tour this summer, all five colleges in the Pacific Northwest, the first question asked was, do you have an a cappella group? So I'm sorry. Do you have an a cappella group? So Blake, I would have enjoyed seeing Blake join into the a cappella group. But So, you know, they just want the kids, they don't want to be there. Or even if they do, they just don't want you to ask any questions. And then all it takes is like one parent to crack the question asking. Like one parent will do the job for all parents. We all want to ask those questions about this and that and acceptance and this and that. And one parent is going to do it and humiliate their child. But you're grateful when that parent is on the tour. But of course, they have Secretary of State and Miss Know-It-All, Bess, on the tour. And she just won't shut up, will she, Jewel?
No, she won't. She won't. Well, she gets confronted by protesters, right? And this is the main thing. And then where she now, she goes into her Madam Secretary role, Leanne. She's got to do it. She's got to respond. She's got to give the point of view of the United States. She's got to set things into perspective. And of course, the protesters don't want to hear anything about that.
Right. Just like the smart mouth protesters. That's what our mother would have called them. College age students who have opinions on geopolitical things. Smart mouths. The smart mouths. College protesters giving Madam Secretary a hard time, and then posting it all over the internet. And then that goes viral. And then she has to talk to the president while she's on the college tour about what did you just do? And they cut up the tape. And so it makes Bess look like she's just a mouthpiece for the American mining company. And it all goes wrong. And so they're all forced to just hide out in the hotel room, which appears to be right on campus. I didn't know where they were.
It seemed like a nice suite that they had because they had some like nice bar area, kitchen area, multiple rooms, like nice living suite. That was a good situation they had going there.
And Allison is trying to make the best of this in the sense that she meets one cute guy and she wants to follow him to a party. So
of course,
and then,
it's not any party, Leanne. It's an off-campus party, which you know, right?
Right.
That's like danger, danger, danger. But, you know, and even that nice Allison, she just goes right in there and lies to her mother.
Yep.
There you lie, just big fat lie. I am going to the poet. What was it? It was like a poetry reading.
Right.
Oh dear. You know, it just made me think there is so little we know about what our kids are really doing. Right, Liam?
It's very true, Julie. And you want to believe they're going to a poetry reading.
I know. Just
you're super proud that they want to go to the poetry reading. Oh, look at her. She wants to go to the poetry reading.
No, she's going to the off-campus party.
She just straight up lies to her mother. And so Stevie, as the big sister, figures this out. And Stevie, who now is just monitoring the situation in Chile 24/7. It's like Stevie's become part of her mother's team. So they have Blake, they have Stevie. She's monitoring global reaction to this. She's, you know, updating her mother on what's happening, but she sees her sister is gone and she becomes a good big sister and she goes to rescue her sister at the party because, as you can imagine, Stevie says, "Are you kidding me? You know, do you know what would happen if you got caught drinking, you know, at a party where there's drinking and you're underage?"
Right.
And it's true. We all do know because we remember what happened to the poor Bush girls. And, you know, what this is what happens.
Yes.
It must be terrible. It must be terrible to be, you know, it just must be really hard to be the president or to be the children of a public figure at that particular age. Because really, it looked like Allison wasn't doing anything.
No, it looked like she really was just having a nice conversation with the cute boy that she met.
Yeah.
You know, that she was being very responsible. But she was in the wrong place and it could have been the wrong time if that party got busted, Liam.
Right.
Liz, summer is coming up. And you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and
for
chilling
sure.
there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your Butcher Box account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your Butcher Box on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz, my hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
And so, meanwhile, back on the geopolitical front, Madam Secretary now is being sued. She's being sued by the smart mouth college kid. This is all escalating very quickly. And I have to say, would not make me want to send my daughter to Rafferty College. Right?
Right. I would have just picked up my motorcade and left.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they're staying for the faculty brunch the next day, but okay. So Madam Secretary decides to talk to this smart mouth college kid face to face, but she brings him back up and she Skypes in his parents. And his parents, of course, dress him down for suing the Secretary of State. What did you think of that tactic, Julie? One you approved of, I'm sure.
Yes, I did, Leanne. I think we have to stand up. We have to gang up against those smart mouth kids.
So Bess tells the kid, like, listen, we need people like you to speak up. We need people like you to keep us honest. But just don't sue us. OK, that's stupid. Use your talents for something else. And his parents basically say, we're not paying for college if you sue the Secretary of State.
I thought it was, again, another example of her creative problem solving, you know, and then she's every week she, you know, the light bulb goes off and she figures out how to get out of very sticky situations. And this was a very sticky situation.
And the episode concludes. It's a cold day there. It's a cold weekend at Rafferty College. There's been some snow. You know, they've seen the day before that there's been some tray sledding, you know, sledding on the cafeteria trays. It's a time-honored tradition at cold schools. And they have not been able to partake in it, of course, because she's the Secretary of State and they have, you know, security around her at all times. So Stevie gets accused of not being fun anymore. And Madam Secretary is not fun anymore. Apparently, Allison, who just lies about going to the poetry reading, she's the only one that's fun anymore. So off they go, the three women, Bess and her two daughters, to sled in the middle of the night in their pajamas. And that was pretty cute, wasn't it?
I enjoyed that, Leanne. I thought that was a cute little ending. Yep. Yep. That was good. And it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So there you go. That was just a very personal Madam Secretary. And if you're a parent who's ever been on a college tour, you will really appreciate it. and we have to give a shout out to that orange sweater. She just did a lot of layering, Madam Secretary.
And I love that two-tone black and blue wrap.
That was really good. Yeah, that was a great wrap. That was an excellent wrap. And then she was sporting the Red Hot Chili Peppers t-shirt, all for the most of the show, because it was supposed to be her jammies. So
yes. Yeah, I like that, Leanne. I have that underlined and circled with an exclamation point, Red Hot Chili's Peppers t-shirt. That's awesome. Because at heart, she's a rebel, Leanne, and that...
She used to be fun. It was a t-shirt that says, I used to be fun before I became the Secretary of State. See? See? They did concerts. They were totally naked with just socks on their private parts.
You took my 13-year-old son to the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I did, Julie.
Concert.
Yes, I
yes,
did.
You did.
That
yes.
was my job. Because I was young and fun. And so that was my job as his aunt. But so there you go, Madam Secretary. As next week, we know things start to get real again. There's another plane blown up or something.
It looks bad.
Yeah.
But a special shout out to Blake. I really enjoyed having him on the college tour.
Yes.
I thought he was just fun and funny throughout the episode. And more Blake. That's what I say.
More Blake. Yeah. And Julie, let's get real about more Blake, because CBS has not announced whether they are renewing Madam Secretary for a third season.
Uh-huh.
So if you are listening and you're a member of the Satellite Sisterhood and you want to register that you want another season of Madam Secretary, do it on Twitter, send him a note, do it on Facebook, be part of the movement. You'll start to see. I've seen a bunch of stuff on Twitter now. Let's renew Madam Secretary for a third season, because we want to see what happens with this election. That's exciting. So so there you go. Just putting it out there. Get behind Madam Secretary. We'd love to see it for a third season. All right, Julie, as I mentioned before, I will be in Washington, D.C. next Tuesday with the actual Secretary of State. That's crazy.
I think you can call him Mr. Secretary, but I think it would be best to just call him Secretary Lane.
Okay.
And I really look forward to hearing what you're being read in on.
There you go. So I will be at the International Women of Courage Awards at the State Department next Tuesday, representing the Satellite Sisterhood and an NGO that I work with called the American Women for International Understanding, that supports this important initiative to bring female global leaders from all over the world to Washington, D.C., and then fan them out throughout the United States. To learn more about their work. And so I'm really looking forward to that. So I will report back on the actual secretary. I'm wondering if there's any way Taya Leone will be at this ceremony.
I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes, it would be really awesome. Probably even more exciting than meeting the real one. Is that what you're
saying?
You'd rather meet the TV Secretary of State rather than the actual one?
Saying, I don't know. It would be great. Who knows? I'm going to keep my eyes open. I'm going to keep my eyes open to see who's in a navy blue dress, who's got a shirt with the tie. I thought, should I buy a shirt with the tie just as to wear to the ceremony? It's very confusing what to wear.
All right.
We're the Satellite Sisters. If you want to find more Satellite Sisters, you can find us at iTunes. We have hundreds of shows there. Just a note, this week HBO had a wonderful documentary on the life of Nora Ephron, created by
her
son.
Absolutely wonderful. Be sure to catch that.
Be sure to catch that. She was an important female writer. But I reposted our interview with Nora Ephron from, shortly before her death. And it was just one of the most memorable interviews we've ever done on Satellite Sisters. She was a lovely, generous, loving, and funny woman. And it was a pleasure to speak to her several times on Satellite Sisters. So if you're new to the Satellite Sisterhood, you've just found us through our recaps, that's an episode I would highly recommend. And you'll see that posted at iTunes. All right, Jill, have a great week.
You too, Leanne.
And don't forget, call your Satellite Sister.